Welcome back, Chiefs fans. It is not your favorite outcome, but it is an outcome, and we are going to have to go through everything that happened tonight, how they got to the place where they are. The Chiefs are 1-1. We're going to get deep into it. Welcome to Locked On Chiefs.
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Matt Derrick is back with us. How are you, Matt? Chris is with us. How are you, Chris? Hope you guys are doing all right. We're going to go through all the details. Oh, not the outcome I think Chiefs Kingdom was expecting. I think I've pulled my hair out, but Matt, was this indicative? Is this what you expected in any way?
Not even close. I mean, I certainly did not expect the Ravens, as shorthanded as they were, to come out and dictate terms on both sides of the football, honestly. Yeah, the Chiefs scored points, put 34 on the board, but at the end of the day, not enough. Didn't get a job done when they needed to. Offensively a couple of times, and giving up 251 yards, I don't care who it is. I mean, even the Ravens at their best, that's too many yards to be given up. But especially with as shorthanded as they were, too many mistakes, especially on the defensive side, too many breakdowns. I mean, this was a team loss. Everybody had a part of it.
Yeah, it's a tough one, especially with they started. Chris, what's your big takeaway?
Defense looked out of shape the entire night. Out of shape is probably not the right terminology. Out of sorts, they did not look like they were being disciplined. They looked like they were not understanding what they're supposed to be doing on assignments, and I think it really cost them.
Yeah, no way around that. And it's one thing, if it's play design, that we expect the Ravens to throw some craziness at you. But I go back to what Matt said, being depleted with the running back position that ate them up for – I can't believe I'm going to say this, 250-plus yards on the ground. The first thing that you practice every camp, the first thing, the basis of playing the game is being able to go one-on-one, stop your man, and stop the run. What's the problem, Matt? Is this paralysis by design? Is this just a lack of execution? It looks like it's total chaos out there to me. I said something in the second half. Lack of communication. Nobody understands where they're supposed to be. I think that's a problem with game planning.
You could chalk up a little bit of it to Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, teams are going to give up yards to Lamar Jackson on the ground. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. But the way it happened tonight, I mean, those 16 runs, I mean, they weren't scrambles. It wasn't escapes. I mean, this was pretty much the Ravens just deciding at one point to just run the football, period. I'm still kind of surprised. Looking at the numbers, still can't believe that they threw the ball 26 times. I mean, that surprises me in and of itself, but the fact that guys were open so many times, Hollywood Brown just seemed to be open all night long. There were too many breakdowns in the secondary. Especially on the touchdown. I mean, that was absolutely a total communication breakdown there for him to be able to get that wide open.
For Tyrann Mathieu coming back, it certainly didn't look like his play. And don't get me wrong, I know he got two interceptions in the first quarter, and that was great. And pick six was fantastic. But for him to come back in the secondary to look out of sorts with him back, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand what happened to how they were playing on the back end, but they obviously were not on the same page. And you're right, it absolutely cost them Hollywood Brown being that far open. And honestly, if you look at one of the first plays of the game, they went deep, and I don't know, was it to Brown or was it somebody else? And if Lamar throws the ball where it should have been, that's a touchdown.
It's a lost opportunity.
Yeah. And we're talking about, you know, just how many times that the Ravens end up throwing the football. Outside that one sack, that was it. I mean, that was the total of all pressure, and that was just on a blitz with Dan Sorensen and a little bit of a breakdown accounting for him. That was the only pressure on Jackson all night long. And I mean, and if you can't get pressure on Lamar Jackson, that's a problem.
I will say this, though. The one thing that sticks out to me, and I'm not blaming the refs because there was plenty of Kansas City's defense to go around that had problems, but those were really soft calls against Tyrann Mathieu. And Kansas City's defense had made plays on those plays. They got a sack on one of them and got negated. Actually, I'm not so sure that it wasn't two sacks that got negated because of it. And you're right, they were getting pressure on Lamar, but those were really weak calls.
Yeah, there's been some weak calls all weekend around the league. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be a conference call at some point this week telling the officials what is and what is not a penalty.
I have to think that's coming as well. You know, and at the end of the day, it's just altogether out of sorts. I think the 35 points was not indicative of how well the offense didn't play, to tell you the truth. We're going to get into both sides of the ball, how they can bounce back from this. Obviously, a shock. It's going to be a long plane ride home, I assume. But I got to tell you guys about our newest sponsor. It's Get Upside. It's for everybody, anybody that actually has to buy gasoline. It's really important, right? Everybody has to go through it. And for our listeners, you get 25 cents off a gallon every time you fill up. Just download the Get Upside app in the store at Google Play right now, or I believe it's in the iTunes store as well. And use the promo code Touchdown for us. It gets you everything that you need. Download the app and use the promo code Touchdown. You get 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. It is a great new way for you to make what you need on a daily driver or anywhere else. Just download the free Get Upside app and use the promo code Touchdown for your absolute needed daily allowance of cashback on gasoline. Check them out over at Get Upside. Now, upside is what we have to try to find. I think that's going to be a challenge in this particular conversation, but they move the ball at times on offense. Obviously, there were a couple of big plays on defense. Which side, Matt, what sticks out to you the most? Which side of the ball you want to talk about?
I mean, I almost want to talk about the offense first, because the offense is normally what saves this team. I mean, that's what drives this team. And, you know, certainly coming out after that first drive of the second half, you know, getting the touchdown, and I'm looking at again, I mean, they scored two touchdowns, two drives starting the second half. But then after that, you get the interception, the punt, and fumble. I mean, that's just not indicative of this offense. And even when they were driving at times, I mean, I look at that, those two big plays by Pringle and Kelsey on the two touchdowns. I mean, I almost got to say that was just some shockingly bad defense on the Ravens' part too, because those were plays that should not have gone as long as they were. And credit to both those guys for some really nice runs. At the same time, it was bad pursuit, bad angles, and a little bad tackling too. So the Chiefs got a little bit of help there, but I mean, this wasn't the Mahomes that we're used to as being as sharp as he usually is. And really, I mean, the thing that still comes back to me is that across the way, this is just not the same Ravens team that we're used to, because they're down so many pieces and they could not do defensively so many things that they want to usually do, especially with the blitzes and everything. I mean, this was a really shorthanded Ravens defense with its hands tied behind its back, and the Chiefs couldn't win a shootout. I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. If you told me that they'd be down Marcus Peters and yet Tyreek Hill would go for what, 3 catches for 14 yards, I'd told you were crazy. And this goes back to what I said, that the Chiefs are going to face this type of defense all year long. For the fact that Wink Martindale was able to play deep coverage and not blitz tells you just how the league has caught up to what they're doing, and they have to take advantage. That means you have to be more consistent. It means you have to be able to run the ball. I felt like Patrick himself, other than the interception, I didn't feel like he forced a whole lot. Chris, did you see something I missed?
I don't think he forced anything. I do want to say that I think we have to be a little bit careful, because the offense putting up 28 points, I guess, and still not winning the game, that indicates more of a defensive issue than it really is an offensive issue. But I agree. I mean, the offense looked out of sorts, and I guess really where I'm going with that, though, is we have gotten so used to seeing Kansas City score offensive points just about at will at any time during the season, and obviously it didn't work out that way tonight. And you hope that the thing that is going to change is the defense is going to be able to make more stops. That's what really troubles me about this game. Patrick Mahomes, I think he played a great game. I didn't like the interception, but I understood why he threw it. He was trying to make a play. It is what it is, and you go along with it. But at this point, the defense is what you have to question. I mean, no continuity on defense at all, not being able to stop the run, that's a horrible issue. And this is a game that really showed that Chris Jones really isn't used to that defensive imposition yet. He wasn't able to stop the run. He couldn't. When he tried crashing down, they ran inside him or they ran outside him. So he needs to learn that for this specific type of game, but they're not going to be facing Baltimore that much or this type of running game very much.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we're going to get into the defense in the next segment, folks. On the offensive side of the ball, kudos to Mecole Hardman. I thought he made the most of his targets. I know that there was one, if he had turned his head a little bit farther on that deep ball, I think he might have been able to adjust and maybe make a play back on the ball. It's a little bit underthrown. Maybe he could have moved to it. Other than that, I thought for a guy that I think showed a little bit of attitude this week, I thought it was good to see him make the most, make some cuts, get upfield. Same for DeMarcus Robinson, obviously a nice catch on the touchdown, but he generally got north and south. Matt, did you see an evolution for those two guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really just nice across the board for as much criticism. And I think that you even saw a little bit of the feedback that we got from Mecole Hardman this week on social media. I think it was certainly indicative of the fact that, you know, those guys, Hardman, Pringle, Robinson, I mean, they're hearing the criticism. They're hearing the, you know, people talking about them not getting involved enough. And they got involved today. I mean, I don't think that was being forced in any sense of anything. I mean, I don't think it was Mahomes purposely going out trying to find those guys. I think a little bit of it was that the Ravens were certainly trying to take away Tyreek Hill. They were trying to take away Travis Kelce and just do a very good job of it. But the other guys had their opportunities and they made most of them. So I think give them the credit for that. I'll admit, I mean, I'm terribly being picky here with Mahomes because the guys completed 77% of his passes, 343, three touchdowns. I mean, that's not a bad performance. But you know, it's not the Mahomes and clutch time that we're used to getting the job done on those last two drives. But, you know, looking at the numbers, what stands out to me about the offense, not running the football again, this is 2 weeks in a row, you know, averaging 3.4 yards a carry. Some of that's going to be on Clyde, but a lot of it's going to be on this offensive line. I'm still not seeing the holes that we talked about maybe being there during the preseason.
Yeah, it looks like they had a couple of big plays, but it wasn't consistent, right, Chris?
No, it wasn't consistent, and I think that's going to be a problem going forward if they can't find that because Reed seems to want to run the ball a little bit more this year than he has in the past, and Kansas City usually uses the slants as runs, but they haven't been running those near as much because they've been trying to run the ball, and while I thought that was going to be something that they would be able to do this season, they haven't been able to do it so far yet. I do think that this offensive line is going to continue to get better. And the one thing I will say, when you look at this offensive line, they didn't really allow much pressure on Mahomes tonight. Yes, he had that one hit that caused the interception, but he kind of ran into that. Other than that, I thought that they played really well. You know, obviously, they didn't open up running lanes, but when you're talking about pass blocking, they gave him the time he needed.
I didn't think it was that much time, but we'll have to see what the pressure counts come out to. And I want to say, get your opinion on both of you. I thought the guy that really maximized his touches was Byron Pringle. Has he earned more playtime, Matt?
I mean, I think he has. I mean, it's just still going to be – I think you're going to still see a whole lot of Mecole Hardman. And obviously, Robinson's the guy that they trust to play the most different positions. So, I mean, you're still going to see, I think, a mix of those guys. But to me, yeah, absolutely. I mean, based on his performance, I think Pringle's continued to deserve, you know, more playing time because at this point, he's really been more that third and fourth option. I think he deserves every right to, you know, get an opportunity to be more of the second or the third guy in that receiver group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought he looked really good on that run. I was very impressed with his speed and his ability to get outside and hit that for a home run. So that was a great sign on his part. I do think he deserves more playing time. It'll be interesting to see if they give it to him, though.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that when we watch this next game that we will see him on the field a little bit more. And how you watch it is really important. I'm going to ask you if this sounds familiar when you're hunting around the couch for a remote for something. Does it make it easier when you have to go to one place to watch this, another place to watch another, and then you got your phone for something else? Put everything in one place, and you can do that with our friends from DirecTV Stream. It puts all your live and on-demand stuff together in one spot, and you don't have to search for remotes because I always have one lost somewhere. It means no more juggling, no more devices, no nothing ever. All you got to do is get rid of the clutter and get rid of the confusion together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more about that at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. A device is required, and the content varies by the package. And when you put packages together, you might as well go and get one of these because I just got a nice package that my kids have tried to reprimand, but Built Bars are what you want. If you need protein on the go, 130 calories, about 17 grams of protein in each one, low fat, low sodium, good stuff for you. This is a bar that I have a whole plethora here on the desk. I'm not going to show you guys them all because you see them every week, but our friends at Built Bar, they do a great job giving you something that's nutritious, that's on the go for you, and we appreciate their support. We'd like you to check them out. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 50% off of your next order. That's LOCKED15 at Built.com. Okay, now I'm going to go on a rant. because people get tired of hearing me complain that they don't stop the run and the linebackers don't care. And everyone's like, oh, you're the old guy. Forget about the run. The run beat you tonight. The run is why this team lost this game tonight. And I am a little bit tired of it. I've pulled my hair out, Matt. Is this scheme? Is this just the generality that the rest of the league wants to throw the ball and Spags just make a calculated effort that the running teams might have an advantage three or four times a year, and the rest of the time you got to play the pass first?
Yeah, I mean, I am willing, and this may be a mistake. Your rant could be completely and totally justified, but I'm willing to give the defense at least the benefit of the doubt that they've faced two of the tougher rushing opponents that are going to face all season. And this on Sunday night against the Ravens, maybe even more so, because this was a Ravens team that, I mean, as beat up as they are, they were going to make a commitment to the run. And they also clearly at this point were not worried about exposing Lamar Jackson to anything. I mean, this was a case of they were putting the ball in the hands of Lamar Jackson and saying, hey, Lamar, go beat the Chiefs. And he did. I mean, and that's the thing is that, I mean, what you saw on Sunday night, Lamar Jackson's going to do that to teams. You know, what you saw last week, Kareem Hunt and Bradley, I mean, Nick Chubb, they're going to do that to teams. So, I mean, to me, these next couple of games, you've got to see the Chiefs, especially because they're going up against a couple of teams that are not nearly the threats to run the football as the Browns and the Ravens have been. So if this defense does not get its act together in the next 2 weeks, then Katie barred the door. I mean, I think all criticisms of this defense are completely justified. They're making mistakes. I mean, clearly, I mean, you know, sometimes it's just not being in the right position. You know, as Chris mentioned, you know, Chris Jones is not an advanced edge player against the run yet. You know, we didn't hear Frank Clark's name a lot on Sunday night. I mean, clearly first action of the season, really not anywhere close to being where Frank Clark needs to be right now. When you're doing that, when you're making that many mistakes and you don't have the guys on the same page, that's a problem. I mean, we'll see what's going forward. But to me, if this defense does not improve dramatically in the next couple of weeks, there's a problem.
Chris, what's the surprise to you? You were right on about Chris Jones, but what about the rest of the front? What's the problem?
I don't think Frank Clark played a great game. I think that I did like his tackle for a loss. I thought he was in great position there. I do think that hopefully he's able to get going a little bit more going forward. I want to take Matt's point really quick. Chargers, Eagles, Bills, Washington football team, and then the Titans. You have four games before you play the Tennessee Titans, and you know the Titans are going to run the ball. The next four games, they're not going to run the ball near as much. The Washington football team may start running the ball a little bit more because of the injury to Fitzpatrick. But my point is that they're going to be in a scenario where they're not going to have to be stopping the run near as much as they did this game. But they have to be ready for it against Tennessee, who won today on a last-second field goal. What I will say, though, about the rest of the defensive front, I just didn't see it, and I'm not exactly sure what to make of it yet, because you're going up against a Baltimore offensive line that was beat up, and you let them do this. That's really my big takeaway from this, is that this Chiefs defensive line wasn't able to stop some of the, you know, what are the Ravens on their fourth string running back, their fifth string running back, and their sixth string running back? They couldn't stop them. And then obviously you can't stop Lamar Jackson, which is a whole other issue. But when you are putting Mike Dana in a position to try to run Lamar Jackson down at the goal line, that's not a good position for Dana to be in to begin with. And I think that's a bad play call. I think you need to adjust and try to put them in better positions if they're going to be running the ball down your throat. I also thought that while it may have hurt Kansas City, it didn't end up mattering with the fumble. I thought they should have taken a timeout and gotten the defense some gas. Just give them a breather on some of those drives, because the defense was gassed. They needed some rest. They needed some time, and they never did that. So I hope that they start looking better, because right now they've just been running and it's just been a consistent. They're going to let 30 points up a game. And with the defense that I thought we were going to see this year, I expected that to be a lot closer to 20 points a game. Yes, you played a good offense in week one. I didn't think Baltimore's offense was going to be as good as they were tonight, but obviously they're able to run the ball, and that really hurt Kansas City.
That brings me to, how do they move on, Matt? And like you said, they got to get it figured out, right? Is this – let's not panic. Like, I know everybody's up in arms about where Juan Thornhill was. I thought he played a number of snaps early. I didn't see him missing. I will say down the stretch, it looked like maybe he was getting some time off. I'm not sure why that is. Clearly, with the secondary issues, that kind of feeds downhill. What's the most important thing? How do they get this put back together this week?
Well, I mean, to a degree, I mean, I think they got to go back to the blackboard here and just figure out what's going on because, yeah, I mean, I probably need to see a little bit more of just the individual plays from this game to see where some of the breakdowns are. Some of the things are going to be, you know, I mean, it's going to be coaches are going to need to diagnose. I mean, the touchdown to Brown, I mean, that's something that is a communication issue. That is guys not being on the same page. That's something that, you know, that's not always a one game fix. That's not always something that you can rectify in a short period of time. And I go back to, you know, the 2019 season. I mean, it took an entire 8 weeks of the season before that defense started to come together. This unit as it is should not take that amount of time. I mean, it's a lot of the same pieces. It's the third year under Steve Spagnuolo. Some of these mistakes, honestly, I'm not sure that you should be seeing as some of these guys. That's, I think, the biggest problem. But, you know, this also looked like a defense that was a little bit of just trying to find some solutions. They seemed like they were mixing things up a little bit. We saw some Rashad Fenton into the game for Mike Hughes. Interested to see if that was, you know, what was the thinking behind that this week, if it was just purely a play or it was a matchup. You know, they tried a few different things, but, you know, some of it on the defense, I mean, even some of the things with Nick Bolton and Chris Jones, I mean, it's going to be guys either in new positions or young guys that just need more experience. I mean, Chris Jones needs more experience to be able to play the edge. And it, even then, I mean, there's some of this game that, again, I throw out a little bit because it's Lamar Jackson and, you know, yeah, Chris Jones, Mike Dana, this is not a defensive end group. Frank Clark, this is not a group that's really designed to stop a guy like Lamar Jackson. Yep. It's other guys that have got to step up. And that's the problem, is that tonight it was the linebacker level, it was the safeties. I mean, it was kind of a team effort that nobody played particularly great on that defense. And
how much did they miss Willie Gay in this game?
What was that?
How much did they miss Willie Gay in this game?
Well, I think he'd be great in a game like this. I mean, as far as his speed and his ability to keep up with Jackson.
That's exactly my point. I think that's one of the bigger things here, is that you start looking at the linebackers and how they played. I liked what I saw from Bolton on certain snaps. But again, he got washed down too many times. And then, you know, like you said just a second ago, Matt, Chris Jones is a fantastic player. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But his pursuit from down the line when you're a defensive end is a lot different than a defensive tackle, and that's going to be something he's going to have to learn. And honestly, that's where these defenses are, right? These defenders are in Kansas City right now, with Bolton playing and Jones being defensive end as opposed to defensive tackle. The problem is, with Jones staying at defensive end, you don't really have anybody else that you can put out there that you would feel that it's going to be productive, so he has to stay at defensive end. Maybe it'd be better if he was playing defensive tackle, but he has to stay defensive end, because who do they have other than Frank Clark, who really didn't do much tonight?
Well, let's be clear.
They're kind of stuck.
They didn't lose this game because of Chris Jones. This defense didn't get destroyed because of Chris Jones.
No, not at all. But there are multiple plays that Jackson hit that Jones probably should have been in a better position for. So that's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not blaming this on Chris Jones at all. I'm just saying that that's something he's going to need to work on. And you're absolutely right also, Matt. This defense isn't built to stop Lamar Jackson, and that's going to be a problem if you're going to end up facing him again. Now, the nice thing about it is there's only one Lamar Jackson. You're not really going to be facing another guy like that for a while, so that'll help.
Let's hope there's not a Kyler Murray in this team's future. Folks, make sure Chiefs Digest is where you need to go to get all the information that's in written form, because I will not type it. Thank you to everyone else, Matt. Thanks for taking the time jumping on here post-game.
Absolutely. Take care, everybody.
Folks, enjoy your day. It will be better. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Matt will be back on Wednesday. We'll talk to you then.